The first reading is a reading from the book of Revelation. God's temple in heaven was open, and the ark of his covenant could be seen in the temple. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. Then another sign appeared in the sky. It was a huge red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on its heads were 7 diadems. Its tail swept away a third of the stars in the sky and hurled them down to the earth. Then the dragon stood before the woman about to give birth to devour her child when she gave birth. She gave birth to a son, a male child, destined to rule all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was caught up to God and his throne. The woman herself fled into the desert, where she had a place prepared by God. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have salvation and power come, the kingdom of our God and the authority of his anointed one." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The queen stands at your right hand, arrayed in gold. The queen stands at your right hand, arrayed in gold. The queen takes her place at your right hand in gold of Ophir. Hear, O daughter, and see, turn your ear, forget your people and your father's house. The queen stands at your right hand, arrayed in gold. So shall the king desire your beauty, for he is your lord. They are born in the gladness and joy. They enter the palace of the king. The queen stands at your right hand, arrayed in gold. The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through man, the resurrection of the dead came also through man. For just as in Adam all die, so too in Christ shall all be brought to life, but each one in proper order. Christ the first fruits, then it is coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God his and Father, when he has destroyed every sovereignty and every authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death, for he subjected everything under his feet. The word of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the word Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed, for the Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Sorry, I forgot to put my contacts in this morning, so I can't see anybody. But I can see the book really nice without my glasses. Anyway, today we celebrate the Feast of the Assumption of Mary, and that means Mary was taken body and soul into heaven. And if we just sit there and look at that and think, oh, isn't that nice? Mary was taken body and soul into heaven. What's that got to do with me? As happened to Jesus, as happened to Mary, so will happen to us if we do God's will. You know, that's the whole point. And when we do God's will, we heard 3 times in a gospel today, Blessed are you who believed. Blessed are you among women, and all generations will call me blessed. So again, when Mary goes and she cries out to the whole world that she is blessed because he who is mighty has done great things for me and holy is his name, that we too are blessed because he who is mighty has done great things for me and holy is his name. It's always pointing to God. So when Mary comes and she is taken up into heaven, it's to remind us, if we do God's holy will as she did, the same thing will happen to us. We will be taken, body and soul, into heaven forever. We're not going to be angels when we die. At the end of time, we get our bodies back, and they unite with our souls, and we will be have a body forever. That's what the Feast of the Assumption teaches us. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand in prayer.